This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and great to share morning devotions. I like the story of a businessman who wanted to go on this big safari to Africa. Something he always wanted to do, but he was in a hurry and he wanted to get going, so he hired two African tribesmen to carry all his belongings. On the first day, they got up very early, packed up his goods and travelled a long way. They did have a long way to go. He pushed them hard. Next day, the same routine, up and gone all day. This third day, then by the fourth day, when he got up, no one moved. They refused to budge, and they just sat by this tree. Now, he got a bit cranky at this and asked the translator what was wrong. Well, the translator said, it's simple. They're waiting for their souls to catch up with their bodies. It's a good expression, tired out, but they just needed that rest. You know what it means to have that day off, in fact, and that this group went on strike. They weren't going anywhere until they'd let their souls catch up with their bodies. Ever had that feeling that you're really in too much of a hurry? And that's the way we live today. We live in the world that's addicted to busyness. So whatever is bigger and faster or newer, that must be best. So it means that if you want to be important in the world, you'd better be busy and don't have any time to stop and reflect. So the problem with all this is simple, that we do pay the price. We don't let God come and speak to us if we're too busy running our own lives, and we just need to stop and rest. I heard it said that the human body is like an old-fashioned wind-up clock. If it's not rewound by rest, it'll ultimately run itself down. So did you know that practicing some form of relaxation is one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself? So taking time each day to be quiet, to breathe deeply, and all these things can make a big difference to the way you feel throughout the day and into the night. And of course, dedicating a day every week for mental and spiritual renewal, that's also just as important. And that's why going to church is such a good thing. Sitting quietly in prayer and meditation with God and to enjoy that experience. I understand that word relax has the origin in the Latin word relaxar, which means to loosen. So when we relax, we're in fact loosening tension. We're releasing the energy and letting go, and experiencing, hopefully, some peacefulness. Another great word, in fact, it's the Hebrew word Shabbath, which means, of course, Sabbath, a day of rest. It literally means to quit, to stop, take a break and be quiet, sit down, don't do anything, don't say anything, just relax and take a deep breath. The Bible in Mark's Gospel actually tells of an interesting day when Jesus himself was extremely busy. His life was on the move all the time. There were so much demands. And Mark says that evening after sunset, all who were sick or had demons in them were brought to Jesus. In fact, Mark says the whole town gathered at the door of the house. Now, you think about it for a minute. The whole town coming to your door, how would that be? And verse 34 of this reading in Mark says that Jesus healed many. So a lot of people, many, all people. Perhaps it was not a nice orderly line with people waiting patiently. It was a confusing pushing and shoving type of day. Everyone wanted Jesus' attention. They were in crisis. And Jesus was there handling all this noise and demands, but he kept going. But it's interesting, the next morning he did something that was very important. Verse 35 here in Mark 1 says that Jesus very early the next morning got up and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. So far, so good. He needed time to stop, relax, and pray to his Father. But of course, that didn't last very long because Simon and his companions were out looking for him. You know, they're saying, well, what are you doing here? Everyone's looking for you. They were, in fact, I think in a bit of panic. They needed Jesus back with all the people where he needed, and yet here was Jesus needing time to recuperate and rest. Sometimes I think that we've got to stop and allow our soul to catch up with our body. So stop running. Spend time in prayer with Jesus today. You'll be surprised how important and precious it will be. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or longer. It doesn't matter so much as you take time to catch up with yourself, to hear God's voice, and to sometimes we need that pause and that time to listen. Thank you, Lord, that all these things are important. We want to slow down in our spirit and hear what you say to us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.